Jason Peter is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Obviously, a lot of hype and excitement, perhaps, of the fact that Johnny Manziel has declared himself now eligible for the 2014 draft. He filed the paperwork. We definitely want you to weigh in on that.
Yeah. What an exciting player. I mean, really, a lot of people think he's maybe the most exciting player that's played college football.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people already that are second-guessing whether or not this guy can play in the NFL. He can play in the NFL. You know, the body size is becoming an issue. And to me, you know, they say now more than ever, you know, you need to be the bigger guy and you need to be able to be durable and you need to be able to take hits. I don't know. In the last few years, especially now with the rules, you know, changing and protecting the offensive players and especially protecting the quarterbacks, I don't think you have to be that guy, you know, that's 6'3 or 6'4 and 220 pounds. I think you can be a smaller guy. And if you know how to protect yourself in the times that you leave the pocket, you know, I think that you're going to be all right, because they don't let those hits where defensive guys are just going to knock that quarterback around, just to let them know that, you know, we're here and we're playing football on this defensive side as well. You can't do those anymore. You know, you can't just give that guy a shove anymore just to kind of remind him, hey, you know, we're the number one defense in the NFL, or we're, you know, we got the best pass rushers in the NFL on this defense. You can't do that stuff anymore. It's all, you know, it's got to be in between the whistles, and, you know, it's got to be away from the quarterback's head, and it better not be a split second late, because they are going to flag you and they're going to fine you for it. So I think now more than ever, you can be a guy who doesn't fit the prototypical size of an NFL quarterback.
Well, you know, Jason, too, how many times, I mean, we saw him over and over again, his ability to make something out of nothing. He's so elusive.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the hardest thing for a defense, too, is when you have a guy that can make plays with his legs, and when things break down, he's a threat to take the ball, you know, 50, 60 yards, or to just extend plays. I mean, you see guys make livings off of being able to extend the play. Roethlisberger is, you know, the best at doing it, where he gets himself out of harm's way and is able, you know, when coverage breaks down, he can find that open guy, and you know, they continue to move the chains, and they put points up on the board, and Manziel is, you know, he's like no other.
Well, let me jump in here, too. I mean, Jason, do you think there's any sense of relief, even from Texas A&M, the fact that he is going to move on, there'll be no more drama? I mean, I know that the fans, they certainly appreciate him as a player, but there was a lot of distractions coming into the 2013 season.
Absolutely. I'm sure Kevin Sumlin is...
Bless his heart.
he's relieved, I think, because he's in a tough, I think, situation, because you have now, I think it's all around the country, you have such, you know, younger fan bases, and the younger fans, the students, have voices now that a lot of the older ones don't, you know, get involved in, and that's, you know, with social media. And so sometimes the younger ones, even though maybe, you know, they're not the ones that are donating millions of dollars to the university, they're the ones that can almost, you know, reach more people, because they have, you know, 10,000 followers on Instagram or on on Twitter. And, you know, I think it put Kevin Sumlin in a tough spot, because I think the younger generation, the newer fan, I think they probably love Johnny Manziel, and they didn't see anything wrong with, you know, show me the money sort of deal. And
my 7-year-old does that.
but you know, I mean, the younger kids love that stuff.
They do.
Whereas the older ones are like, you know, there's no respect for the game here, and you know, he should just kind of keep his trap closed and listen to the coach. And so I'm sure Kevin Sumlin is happy, maybe, you know, maybe more so to be done with the family rather than Johnny, because you know, the family's made some comments about how, you know, Johnny's gotten the head coach a raise, you know, millions of dollars and this and that. And, you know, I'm sure that, but, you know, on the flip side of that coin, you're also losing one of the greatest players that A&M has ever had. And that's it's tough to overcome to think that, you know, the next guy is just going to step right in. And you're going to pick up where he left off. It's just not realistic.
Just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Jason was just talking about Twitter. That's right. Follow us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. Also, our radio website, that is eRadioSports.com. Jason, quickly tell the listeners where they can check out some of your stuff online, too.
I'm on Twitter as well at Jason Peter, and my website is jasonpeter.com.
Jason Peter has been joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jay, stay warm up there in Nebraska, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, E.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and follow us at Twitter at eRadioSports.